be able to win multiple races, that's a big deal.
It was just nice to be in contention, nice to be up front.
Brexton's done a great job. It's been a lot of fun.
I'm Mark Darrow, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
Hey, listen to this. All it needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things, like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Not only did Chase Briscoe make the championship four for the first time, but in his previous four seasons on the Cup Series, the Indiana native had collected only two checkered flags. Yet in his first year with Joe Gibbs Racing, found victory lane at Pocono, Darlington, and Talladega.
The highlight was just winning multiple races. That was something that, you know, I've never been able to do in the Cup Series. And just to be able to win multiple races, that's a big deal. At least to me it was. Personally, that meant a lot to me.
When it came to highlights, Chase Elliott was on the same page, but the sentence was a whole lot shorter.
Winning's always good, you know, for us. I like to win.
Like Briscoe, if you remember, Elliott went to victory lane three times. Two were point races, the other the clash at Bowman Gray. Eric Jones, however, even with his Legacy Motor Club team making major improvements, wasn't one of the 14 winning drivers.
High points, a couple of race-winning cars where, you know, it didn't quite work out. We ran top five, but it was just nice to be in contention, nice to be up front. And, you know, it's a lot to ask to have race winning speed three or four times a year and think you're going to win one. You got to have it, you know, almost every week and be in contention to have a handful of these days work out for you.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Kyle Busch's son, Brexton, continues to have success in his racing career, and it's going according to Papa's plan.
Brexton's done a great job. It's been a lot of fun. You know, he's only 10 years old, so he's continuing to grow and get better, and he's racing in majority of the kids' classes and stuff like that right now. But the next couple steps that he's going to take is obviously getting against no age limits, being against real racers, real adults, things like that. So it's going to get a lot tougher, but confident in him and his ability of what he's learned over the years to be ready for that.
PRN's Garage Pass, not narrow-minded, Garrow-minded.